There are 53 applicants for the job, including Steve Bradshaw, Sitka's current superintendent of schools. Also on the list, former municipal administrators from Petersburg and Thorne Bay, Ketchikan's deputy borough manager, and former Sitka Assemblymember Rob Allen and his wife, Robin Sherman. They have applied for the job as a team. Applications came in from across Alaska, but also from Maine, Colorado, Tennessee, Michigan, Florida, New York, South Dakota, Kansas, South Carolina, Vermont, California, Utah, Georgia, Minnesota, Montana, and Pennsylvania. The experience varies, too. Some people have been working in city government for decades. Others have military backgrounds or experience in finance. And some have no experience in government or management whatsoever. Mim McConnell is Sitka's mayor, and she says there are a lot of factors that she and the rest of the assembly will consider in coming up with its shortlist.
So some of it is facts, looking at the facts. You know, do they have an MBA or MPA, and do they have they ever been an administrator, and if so, what size community? But then there's also this gut thing that happens.
McConnell says for her, it's important to know that the person hired can hit the ground running.
We have a lot going on. It's a big job for someone. And I need to feel comfortable that whoever takes that on is up to that task.
Assembly members are expected to take public comment on the list. After the assembly narrows the field, they'll conduct phone interviews in early August. McConnell says they hope to offer the job to someone by September 1st, and have them report to work by early October. The municipal administrator's job has been vacant since Jim Dinley resigned in late April. City Finance Director Jay Sweeney has served as interim administrator since Dinley's departure. Sweeney is not one of the applicants. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.